This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Roger Stone under arrest now in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Heavily armed FBI agents taking the president's longtime supporter and former advisor Stone into custody at his home in Florida early today. He now faces a 7-count grand jury indictment that accuses him of obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. Stone expected to make his first court appearance today. Two deadly shootings to report on as 4 people were killed and another's been hospitalized after a shooting in North Georgia that's included 2 different crime scenes in Polk County. The shooter at last check was still at large. Last night, 3 people were killed and 2 others wounded when a man went on a shooting spree at a Ramada hotel near Penn State University, and he later took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
It's the second missed payday for hundreds of thousands of federal workers as the partial government shutdown is now 35 days old. Senate Republican John Cornyn says GOP members of that chamber are trying to solve this problem.
Something that the president would accept, but it's important to recognize that what the president proposed was a compromise in and of itself. What Senator Schumer proposed yesterday was just a my way or the highway.
Cornyn referring there to the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Colorado union officials reporting that a Denver teacher strike is on hold now. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association did vote this week to authorize a strike, but the public schools have requested state intervention, and the timeline means a strike is unlikely to start anytime over the next week. As early as today, the U.S. may force asylum seekers in Mexico to start waiting south of the border while their immigration claims are processed. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Freezing weather this weekend in the Midwest and the nation's Northeast will be nothing compared to what forecasters now say is going to be coming our way next week. They say the Midwest and Northeast will see afternoon highs in the teens and single digits today and Saturday, but temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees below average that push in around the middle of next week. Walmart is hiring hundreds of truck drivers, and with a rate of 89 cents a mile, that could mean you'd earn nearly $90,000 a year, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
In a statement on the company's corporate website, Lori Purnell, Walmart's Director of Driver Talent Acquisition, states, assessments, mentorship, and a faster hiring process are all part of new onboarding events that are filling critical new jobs created by Walmart's business growth during an industry-wide shortage.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm John Clemens.
And Robert Redford is stepping down from the Sundance Film Festival, the founder of Sundance, making a brief appearance on day one of the festival in Park City, Utah, to say he'll step down to become more involved in the filmmaking community.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We are located at usaradio.com, a newly redesigned website. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to thank and welcome our expanded family of listeners on KFCS, The Trumpet in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, for now carrying Bill Martinez Live all 3 hours, Monday through Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 1580 a.m., 104.3 FM. And if you have something to say, don't hold back. We want to hear from you, okay? You can follow us at on Twitter at @BMartinezLive or email me, directbill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Ken Ham, the president, CEO, and founder of Answers in Genesis, U.S., the highly acclaimed creation museum, and the new Ark Encounter with over 1 million visitors annually. He's authored over 35 apologetic books and resources with over 3 million books sold, and is one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America. Ken, good to have you back with us always here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good, and it's great to be with you again.
Well, Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're at it again, never ending. They've sent letters to hundreds of school districts telling them that they're not allowed to make field trips to the Ark or museum. What's going on here?
Well, you know, it's indicative of a problem that's occurring across the nation where the atheists, the secularists are becoming very emboldened, imposing their atheistic views on the culture, and so many people are not prepared to stand up and defend our religious freedoms in this nation, and we're going to lose them more and more if they don't do that. You know, back in 2016, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, when the Ark Encounter opened, they were so worried about what we're doing as such a high-class professional place that they didn't want any students from public schools coming and hearing our message. You know, you don't want them challenged in any way with some different opinions and different ideas. And so they sent a letter to 1,000 public schools back then in 5 states warning them, don't you dare send your students on a field trip to the Ark Encounter or the Creation Museum. It'll be against the Constitution, and they threatened legal action if they did. Well, they did the same again this year in 2019. Interestingly, you know, we don't go after the public schools in that way. I mean, we advertise the Ark and the Creation Museum, you know, publicly and on television with ads and through radio and our own means. And so we don't specifically go after the public school market. And we don't have, you know, because of the threatening, the bullying from groups like the American Atheists, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Americans United for Separation Church and State, even ACLU, you know, they threaten, they actually bully and use scare tactics to try to stop public schools taking students to any, you know, what they would call Christian religious facility. Mm-hmm. And they're the tactics that they use. And so they bullied these 1,000 schools again by sending them letters and saying that you can't bring your students to the Ark Encounter or the Creation Museum on a field trip. It's against the Constitution. But they failed to cite a single case indicating that a field trip to a religious facility is unconstitutional. And the fact is that it is not unconstitutional. I mean,
I was going to say, what's the basis for that statement?
Yeah, the basis is they're against Christianity. By the way, this is something people need to recognize. You go to the Freedom From Religion Foundation website, they have billboards that mock Christianity, they're blasphemous. I mean, a lot of what these atheist groups do most of their time, they don't have a positive message, but they're attacking particularly Christianity. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you look at court cases, I mean, it's well established in law. The Bible can be used in schools objectively as part of a secular program on education. And if you're introducing students to other perspectives about science and history outside the context of the classroom, they're valid secular objectives as far as, you know, the courts are concerned and the First Amendment. Now, if a teacher was to say you have to believe what they're saying, then they would look on that as promoting religion. They can't do that. But they're not to inhibit religion either. I mean,
right.
That's clear in the courts. And so if they say to the students, oh, we're going on a field trip to the Ark Encounter, it's just going to give you, you know, it's a voluntary educational cultural experience. You have to get parental permission anyway, and it's just going to give you a different perspective on things, then that's actually a constitutional right of the student.
Exactly.
And by denying the students, you know, access to other facilities like the Ark Encounter and so on, it's actually against their constitutional rights and depriving them of opportunity to experience and engage with and even challenge other perspectives. But the trouble is, most schools, you know, they don't want a court case.
You say lawsuit, that gets to be expensive, they're involved
right.
in court case, everything else, so they end up cowering, and when they cower, then with it goes our liberty.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why we recently sent a letter to those 1,000 schools, and we actually made public statements and released mm-hmm. press releases and said, look, here's what we'll do. We'll offer to any public school that wants to bring students and teachers on an official field trip, provided they do it in accord with their constitutional rights, and that is they're not saying you have to believe this or anything, just as an educational experience as part of your secular education, we will offer it totally free to the teachers and the students on any official trip from any public school in America,
wow.
not just the thousands we sent letters to. And we have a constitutional legal expert. In fact, he was one of the main attorneys that won our case against the state of Kentucky when they tried to stop the Ark Encounter receiving a tax incentive available to any other attraction that fulfilled the requirements because we're a Christian. We took that to federal court. We won that on the basis of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same attorney involved in that has a ministry called the Center for Religious Expression, and he, and there are other attorneys have offered this to us as well, has offered to pro bono give the school legal advice and defend any action against them because, you know, if we don't stand up to these bullies,
exactly.
we're going to continue to lose our freedom of religion and our free exercise of religion in this nation. So we're making that offer to the public schools. And, you know, we'll see if anyone takes us up on it. The interesting thing is that we actually, you know, we're not going after that, the market of the public schools, you know, deliberately go after them. In fact, I talked to our customer service and said, you know, the Creation Museum's been open for nearly 12 years now. Is there, mm-hmm. do we know of any public school groups that have ever come? And we think there might have been one,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But,
right.
you know, the Freedom for Religion Foundation make out that there's all these public school students coming to the Ark and so on. I don't know of any group that's come to the Ark, and
mm-hmm.
maybe there's one that has come in the past to the museum, but because they've already been threatened by these sorts of groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I love, in a sense, you know, what Freedom From Religion Foundation is doing. Ken, as you know, when you try to take away our freedoms, it causes you to get informed and get educated
right.
on the issue. So I think that in many ways, this would be quite a field trip for public schools because they would learn, oh, God forbid, something about our Constitution and a First Amendment right, and not to mention, you know, what it is that you're showing there and at the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. You know, you talk about a cultural experience. And it's a generous offer that you're making to public schools on behalf of freedom here in our country. We got more from Ken Ham in just a moment. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Short break, and more from Ken after this.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Fresh Russian independent, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and all the other time zones in between. And welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez. Ken Ham is with us. Ken is the president, CEO, and founder of Answers in Genesis U.S., the highly acclaimed creation museum, and the new Ark Encounter, which has over a million visitors annually. And, you know, Ken, as soon as you, you talk about you build it, they'll come. You know, you and I had talked many times, I think even at NRB in Nashville, you know, about, you know, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, how it was coming about. There was just such a buzz over it. And you talk about, you know, building it and they'll come. And it's this is kind of what's happened, has it not?
Oh, yeah, and people come from all over the world. And here's the interesting thing. 30% of those who come to the Ark Encounter are non-Christian. Mm. And I've spoken to many non-Christians. In fact, I've seen all sorts of different groups, different backgrounds there as well. You know, there's I've seen groups of Orthodox Jews and Muslims and Hindus and all sorts of people that come to the Ark Encounter. And I've spoken to a number of non-Christians after they've gone through. And they say they appreciate so much how we're bold about what we believe. They say you don't hide it, you present it, but you're not hitting us on the head with it, and you're making them think and challenging them. And they say that's good for them to be challenged, and they've heard things they've never heard before. So,
exactly.
You know, wouldn't that be terrible if public school students came and heard things they've never heard before and had their thinking challenged?
Yeah. And how terrible would it be if people went and saw the Ark Encounter and their heads exploded, or, you know, people were dying as a result of, you know, coming in contact with the Ark Encounter. You know, to hear, you know, some of these anti-religious groups, you would think that this is just such a disaster, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's such a move in this nation. You know, the chasm between what's Christian, conservative, and what's very secular, the chasm is widening in this nation, and you see an increasing anti-Christian, anti-conservative agenda that more and more they're becoming very bold about. You know, I think wasn't the President Trump who coined the phrase fake news? He certainly uses the phrase fake news.
Right.
And I tell you what we see happening in this nation right now in the secular media has been happening to us at Answers in Genesis, Creation Museum, and Ark Encounter for years. The secular media misrepresent us. They lie about us. There was a New York Times article a few years ago where it was just blatantly untrue, and no matter what we did, even going to an ombudsman, we couldn't get them to tell the truth or to retract it. I mean, the secular media in this nation has turned on anything Christian and conservative, but they've been doing that to us for years. And I hope people realize when they read about us in the newspapers, secular newspapers, probably about 90% of what they read is not true.
Right. Well, hopefully, Ken, before it's too late, they can connect the dots and realize that as the fake news continues, lawlessness continues to increase in our country, chaos, you know, people go, what is going on, you know, with our country? It's so chaotic and everything. Well, you've abandoned morality. You've abandoned the laws that govern just every aspect of our life. And, you know, then they wonder why they're living in the mess that they've created for themselves.
Well, you know, in the book of Judges, it says, when they had no king, no absolute authority to tell them what to do, they all do what is right in their own eyes.
Exactly.
That's really an apt description of where our culture's at. I mean, when you've taken generations through an education system devoid of the knowledge of God and teach them they're just animals, there is no God, there's no absolute authority, everything came about by natural processes, there's no ultimate meaning and purpose in life. Now we have only 18% of millennials that attend church, left for Generation Z, the post-millennials, and we wonder why they're doing whatever's right in their own eyes. We wonder why we see moral relativism permeating the culture, because that's what's happened.
And, of course, that cycle that occurs is when they begin to see things according to their own eyes, they end up becoming enslaved. And then, you know, they cry out to God. God delivers them. Things start being good until they start to see things according to their own eyes once again. It's the cycle of nations, and we see America, you know, beginning down that trip and down that trajectory. And for those of us of faith, look at that, and we're saying, look at, you're heading for a cement wall, and this is going to be very painful, not only for you, but your children and your grandchildren. We've abandoned the very basis of how this country is supposed to run, and that its very foundation is morality. Our founding fathers said this Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, was designed for a people of morality. You take morality out of play, and you've got the chaotic 21st century America that we have today.
Well, I was reminded just this past week when I saw the New York governor sign that bill.
Oh, that was horrendous.
Abortion up to, yes. Before a baby is born and so on, and then saw all the people there, in the legislature and so on, that were there cheering and clapping. Mm. And that verse comes to mind, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, because that's exactly where we're at in the culture. When they cheer such horrific evil, we've got a problem in this nation.
Without a doubt. Speaking of which, and speaking of fake news, what was your interpretation of what happened to the high school kids at Covington after the Walk for Life there in D.C.?
Well, obviously, when you have such a fantastic Walk for Life, and there were thousands upon tens of thousands, in fact, estimates is, 1 to 300,000 or so people that were there. CNN said there were 1,000 people there, but there were tens of thousands. Yeah. And you've got a group there that represents a church, and you have others that are against the March for Life and against anything that the church stands for in regard to conservative morality. They have felt the wrath of those who come against anything that even smacks of conservative Christianity. And it's very obvious. I mean, what they're doing to them is happening all across the nation, and it just is showing us that there's an incredible worldview clash, and that those who are against conservative values, they have no respect for the truth or honesty. And the thing that amazes me is that some of these people can say all that they want against others and use all sorts of emotionally charged terms,
right,
and the media say nothing. But if you're all about conservative Christianity, or you're male, or you're light-skinned, you're a bad guy. I mean, that's what's happening in this nation.
Yeah, that has become the unholy trinity, for the media. It's been a dog whistle, and especially if you put a red hat on it that says Make America Great Again, they just, their heads explode. I mean, here they, try to bring down a 17-year-old kid that I believe, when you look at the totality of that video, it was impressive for that young man to stand there when he was being, I thought the, Nathan Phillips was being quite aggressive and provocative by being in the young man's face. And the young man just stood there, and he says later on, he respected the man's right for, his First Amendment right.
Yeah, he was obviously the person coming against that young man was very, very aggressive. But you know what it's all a reminder of? It's all a reminder of the fact that we need to make sure that we've got all the facts, and there can be totally different accounts of something once you look at all the evidence. And, we're saying the same thing in our whole ministry in regard to origins and all sorts of areas, and that is that, unfortunately, a lot of people are only given certain bits of evidence and a certain story imposed on that evidence. It's important that we allow people to have the evidence that's out there and give them a whole different account, the true account based on
exactly God. Well, this is why this radio show is committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because we've got choices to make here, and we don't want to make them based on a false narrative. And sadly, this is what has been the woof and wharf of the news media today. I think we're in a very dangerous position right now, Ken Ham, how can people find out more information about the Creation Museum and the new Ark Encounter?
Go to arkencounter.com. Arkencounter.com, and I'll get all the information they need there.
Well, Ken, again, we appreciate you fighting the good fight of faith on our behalf, and we continue to partner with you. We appreciate all the great work you're doing. Ken Ham on Bill Martinez Live. Take care, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
From from Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes. They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Roger Stone under arrest now in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Heavily armed FBI agents taking the president's longtime supporter and former advisor Stone into custody at his home in Florida early today. He now faces a 7-count grand jury indictment that accuses him of obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. Stone expected to make his first court appearance today. Two deadly shootings to report on as 4 people were killed and another's been hospitalized after a shooting in North Georgia that's included 2 different crime scenes in Polk County. The shooter at last check was still at large. Last night, 3 people were killed and 2 others wounded when a man went on a shooting spree at a Ramada hotel near Penn State University and he later took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28, yes, turn it up. I mean, no, let me stifle that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Tammy Hotzenfelder joins us now, pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, and speaker. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, absolutely blessed and glad you could join us this morning because we've got so much to talk about. I want to talk about your latest project, Story Club, also your new book, Lost in Manhattan, and we've got another Women of Influence event coming up, right?
You know, there's a lot going on. There's never.
I mean, you need to be. What is it? You just don't have enough to do now? Is that
you know? I think we're to live to the fullness of what God has for us, and I'm trying to do that. But it's all good, Bill, and there's definitely a lot going on.
Well, for a time such as this, Tammy, I mean, there's so much chaos that's going on. You know, we all need mentoring and coaching, and we need to connect with the truth tellers so that we can be reinforced and encouraged because of the false narratives that are so freely flying around out there. I mean, we just saw what happened with these young kids there, you know, what are they guilty of? You know, going out and walking, marching for life, and in D.C. Doing a good thing, responding to their civic responsibility, and then they get attacked by the mainstream media, by celebrities that want to put them in a woodchipper head first. I mean, this is so undignified and uncivil, and it's dare I say, un-American.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, where are our founding beliefs? And, you know, there's so much, obviously, we know that's going on with the issues at hand and everything that's happening right now with this new, quote, right for abortion. And it's an issue that's near and dear to my heart. And I just want to say this, Bill, because I would not be here today if this law was in effect when my mother was born, because her mother tried to abort her.
Yeah.
And it's so much of where my heart is with Story Club, because it's about telling our story. It's about leaving our legacy. It's about living our life. And it breaks my heart that people find joy, that people can smile as they sign a bill into Congress that allows abortion to be legal. And so to me, that's very near and dear to my heart, because the sanctity of life is what we all have a right to.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an issue, especially today, that is I'm passionate about because of Story Club and my mom's story.
Well, and the fact that the truth is starting to get out there. I mean, this year's theme was about science. And, the technology, the science is there. Now the DVD release of the Gosnell movie, which I thought was quite convicting and eye-opening in terms of the whole abortion industry. We talked with Abby Johnson earlier, who was a former clinic director for Planned Parenthood. In fact, her new movie is coming out in March that we can't wait to see. And it is quite telling. But, you know, this is all, you know, this whole deal with Roe v. Wade 40-some years ago, started all on a lie, and it's been perpetrated by Planned Parenthood, telling, you know, women who are fighting for their reproductive rights, and you know, that's a whole nother discussion altogether, Tammy, that you and I could probably spend a couple hours on. But you know, the lie is that what are you worried about? It's just some excess tissue. It's nothing. But science has proven that the child develops pretty quickly. And one of the stories that I'll tell you was quite touching, one of the stars of Abby's new movie, Unplanned, her mother wasn't aware that she was going to be in this movie, because she didn't want it to be out there, because anything that goes against, the whole abortion industry, you got trouble, especially when you're an actress or an actor. And but she kept it on the down low, and so during a break, while they were filming, she happened to call home and talk to her mother, and the conversation came about that, about abortion, and her mother opened and became very vulnerable and said, honey, I've never told you this story, but let me tell you what happened. She goes, when I was pregnant with you, I had already had experience in abortion previously, but when I was pregnant with you, I went to to abort you. I was going to abort you. And I was on the table, and I decided not to. I mean, we're talking moments away of this star, this actress' life being snuffed out, unrealized, but for a change of mind. And boy, I'll tell you, it was quite moving to hear this story.
Yeah, she's a remarkable woman we've met, and I've been a part actually of. Helping with a movie here with Women of Influence, and we're going to be hosting a showing of it, and we've been a part of that here at Influence Church. So, but you know, Bill, let me just touch on this, because truly my story is so similar. As you mentioned, we're going to talk about Story Club today, but you know, my mother, and she was born in 1930, and her mother tried to abort her with a coat hanger, and that's why they're fighting for the, quote, dignity of women, so that they don't have to, quote, try to abort with a coat hanger. But let me take it further. Had she been successful, my mother would not have been born. I would not have been born. All of my children, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to educate to the point that this is a life. The choice needs to be made before you get pregnant, whether you want the child or not.
And could you imagine Pastor Phil without you? I could not.
In all seriousness, I'll take a moment and just tell you a little bit about Story Club and how it came about, because this is so important. And I hope your listeners hear my heart here and they can check out my website and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But little did I know that through the years, my mother was writing her story. Mm. Little by little by little, day by day, she was writing her story. And her backstory is that she was born in 1930. She was born during the Depression. And as I mentioned, her mother did not have a resource. She did not have money. So the way she felt that she needed to do was just get rid of unwanted pregnancies. But she was not successful. She moved in with a man to care for her. And this man began to abuse my mother at a very young age, at which when one confronted, he said to who would have been my grandmother, get rid of this kid out of my house. Mm. They walked from orphanage to orphanage in downtown St. Louis looking for a place for my mother. Now, my mother went from trying to be aborted to rejection to orphanage to adoption. And when you read her story, you go, who can live a life like this? Who can overcome a life like this? But what you find out in her story, Bill, is when she met Christ, everything changed in her life. Mm-hmm. And she met Billy Graham, and she became a part of a movement called Youth for Christ that changed my mother's life. Mm-hmm. And when she came to faith in Christ, she let the old things go. It didn't mean it didn't happen, but she was not a victim. She was a victor. And mm-hmm. everything in her life changed. And she started to write her story for her daughters. Page by page, we realized as four girls, we don't have to live the life the enemy has for us. We can live a victorious life. All of this from a woman who did not have an education, who did not have all the things that we have. She had Christ who changed her life. And my mother passed away this last June. And I was just determined that I would be a part of telling her story. I would be a part of leaving her legacy. And that's why I started Story Club, teaching men and women to tell their story for freedom, purpose, and the next generation. And we've started a movement now, teaching people how to write your story, because everyone has a story, Bill.
Exactly.
Everyone has something to say to change the next generation.
And the thing that is so enlarging and encouraging about this, Tammy, is that as we tell our stories and as our stories link up, it reminds us of God's faithfulness.
Amen.
You know, ever forgiving, ever, you know, never forsaking us, saying, look, the deal is still on between you and me. We're still, you know, I'm still in this, regardless of what you you say happened to your life. Let me tell you, and I'm gonna share with you something when we come back, because you know, it has just kind of become part of my story, because I've seen God time and again deliver me from situations that, but for the grace of God.
Yeah.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy. His name is worthy. Worthy to take my place. Oh, what amazing grace. His name is Jesus.
Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus.
All the power in that name, huh? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, speaker. Tammy Hotzenpiller is with us. We're talking about the Story Club. Tammy, I'm so touched by this. I mean, this is really, so powerful that you're giving a voice to people, you know, to tell their stories. And you can sense not only the engagement, but how it intensifies as it's passed on, you know, from one storyteller to another.
Absolutely. Well, you know, through this series, and it will launch in March, is that I'm really excited about helping people understand their story, Bill. And most of us will say, I don't have a story. But when you begin to do a story map, which I include in the workbook, you literally begin to put the pieces of the puzzle of your life together, and you realize that the difficulties and the hurt and the shame or the blame or all the components of your life literally make a story for you to leave a legacy, to leave hope, to leave encouragement, really for the next generation. And we all, Bill, we all want our life to count. We all want to believe that we are on this earth for a purpose. And most of us, I'll be honest with you, live day in and day out, day in and day out. And until you are intentional to sit down and really look at your life and ask yourself, what are you leaving for the next generation? You will not intentionally do anything. And so for my mother to be able to, and there's nothing more precious, Bill, to hold the pages that my mother wrote her story. She literally left for me encouragement. So I'm very passionate about teaching and training people to leave their story, to write their story, to be succinct with their legacy. The greatest gift you can leave the next generation is your story.
Exactly. Well, this is such a blessing, you know, what you're doing here, Tammy, and, you know, the fact that you are opening this up. And, you know, boy, we're going to have storytellers from coast to coast here, huh?
You know, we will. And Bill, it's funny because if I asked you, and I'm going to ask you to be one of my avatars, you know, okay. Go through the video series, go through the workbook, go through the story map, and begin to see the pieces of your life, the certain bents that you have, the characteristics you have, the behaviors you have. And when you begin to look at that, you can be intentional and strategic about where you want to go with your life. And that's what I think most of us don't understand. We have to live a life with purpose and on purpose. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I begin to look through my life as a child, there are certain bents and characteristics of just who I am naturally. And I take those now, Bill, and I'm intentional where I'm going to go in the next quarter of my life. Mm-hmm. And it is life mapping. It's got some life coaching in it. It's got some practical tips and tools and resources for you in it. But it's your story to tell. Mm-hmm. It's your gift to give. And to be honest with you, it's on my bucket list that for me to leave my grandchildren my story.
Right.
I believe that you can be intentional about leaving your history for the next generation. And I just want to mention this. When you begin to say that whether I was raped or I had an abortion or I was an alcoholic or whatever those things are that Satan tries to trap you in, when you say that and you write that, you are set free from the bondage of the enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I want people to be able to find freedom by telling their story. Mm-hmm. And then purpose in their story and legacy with their story.
Well, you know, I shared with you earlier, right after I had spoken with Sandy Patty, and in her book, The Voice, she does that. She tells her story and frees herself. I mean, as you're reading her story, Tammy, you sense this liberation, this freedom that has come upon her. I mean, here is this superstar of the music industry that, you know, things aren't supposed to happen to her. But at 6 years old, you know, she was molested. She was violated. And it is amazing how, what the impact of that event was on her life. And it carried on into her adult life. She's very vulnerable and raw in telling her story about, about getting married and then having an affair and, you know, and a divorce and all this, you know, shame and everything she carried with her, and a coach and dear friend. And I thought of you when she was relating the story about a life coach. Said, Sandy, we're going to go and we're going to, Home Depot, and we're going on a trip. And she finds herself in the garden area at a Home Depot and says, "Well, I want you to buy that brick." She goes, "Buy the brick? What are you talking about?" You know. "Well, I want you to buy that brick." She goes, "Well, okay." So she goes ahead and buys this brick. She said it weighed about 15 pounds. And she schleps it to the car. And the life coach tells her, says, "Look, I want you to not be separated with that brick. You know, you've got to carry that brick with you. That brick is going to be with you constantly." And what Sandy realized, she said that the coach did tell her, she didn't have to hang on to it while she was driving. That was kind of an unsafe sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
So did give her some, some liberty there. But everything else, cooking, hugging her children, her day-to-day, her interaction with her husband, she's since remarried, and all this. And she's got this brick in the way that's a problem. And it became a clear demonstration and manifestation what you're talking about here.
What we're carrying.
Exactly.
The weight we're carrying.
And the fact is, Tammy, you say, I want everybody real. We all are carrying bricks. And God doesn't want that for us.
Yeah. And, when you begin to tell your story, when I tell you there's freedom, first of all, there's freedom for you. Mm-hmm. It's as if once you say it, you've let it go, you've released it, and then the power of God comes in and heals. But we hide. We hide and we deny and we're filled with shame and blame. And all of those things, just like you mentioned with Sandy Patty, all of that was filling her life. When you release that, you're set free. Mm-hmm. But not only that, you're set free for other people to share their story, to tell their story. So there's purpose in it. There's purpose in everything that I've been through. In ministry, Bill, I've been through a lot of heartache and a lot of pain, disappointment on my own part, disappointment with people that have been around me. But I cannot let that control me. Satan loves to captivate us and control us. I love this saying, if Satan can capture your attention, he soon will be directing your actions.
Yes, exactly.
And I cannot let him captivate me. So the more that I tell my story, you know, and for me, you know, I grew up in a generation where we wanted to be perfect and we didn't want anyone to know our baggage and we kept everything in the closet. I tell you what, I've done some spring cleaning. I've opened up my closet and I've opened up my heart and I'm telling my story. And now for the Women of Influence ministry that I have, because of my vulnerability, because of my honesty, men and women are coming and telling their story. So it's freedom for me, but it's purpose. So there's a purpose in everything that I either did or was done to me. I am setting other people free and now I'm leaving a legacy. So our mission statement for Story Club is empowering others to tell their story for freedom, purpose, and the next generation. So don't ever shy away from your story or hide from your story or lie about your story. Tell your story, write your story, share your story, and let the next generation hear your story.
And the thing that is so important, as you said, and I want to reinforce this, Tammy, is that if you're free, you free others. And it just, it's like dominoes. It's a domino effect. You liberate yourself. Your family's liberated. Your friends are liberated. Your church, you know, the people that you're in contact are liberated. I mean, and it just empowers and it just gains and gathers momentum. And then, wow, before you know it, you're actually living the reality, as you say, and the purposes that God had for you. Imagine
Absolutely.
That. Huh?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Christ talks about our testimony. I mean, Jesus tells us, talks about the power of our testimony.
Yes.
And your testimony is your story. Your testimony. And Jesus wants us to give our testimony. And that's just telling your story. Of course, we know it's the story of Christ and how Christ has come in and set us free and healed us. So Christ will walk alongside of you every step of the way as you tell your story. It's a story of redemption. But, you know, someone said something to me this week, Bill. I thought it was so good. He said, the problem with the Christian church is we want to clean everybody up and we never want them to talk about their backstory. So the minute they come into church, you know, he whom the Son is set free is free indeed. We are to be born again. The old things to be passed away. And there is this cleansing and this washing. But the truth is, we have so suppressed our backstory and not told our backstory. And that's what leverages us. That's what opens the door. That's our testimony. So what I do as a life coach and pastoring all the women here at Influence Church is I teach them how to leverage their backstory for the kingdom, for Christ, but never be ashamed of the choices or mistakes or behaviors of your past. That's your testimony. That's what makes you vulnerable. That's what opens the door for people to know that you're real, you're raw, and that Christ indeed has set you free.
What comes to mind is I was, I am. You know, you
Amen.
Think about the most powerful, to me, one of the most powerful stories in the New Testament is the blind man. I mean, very simple. Some people think that their story has to be, you know, so theologically embellished and whatever. It's just a simple process. I was, I am. And as you say, in the center of that is Christ. It is the life changer. It is the life completer. And that's what this is all about. I mean, everything points. I mean, this is what God designed it to be, right? Everything points to God and to Christ. Wow, it's just so awesome. Tammy, obviously, we got to have you back because we got to talk about Lost in Manhattan. But remind everybody where they can go to be a part of the Story Club.
You know, they can actually check me out, and that's Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Hopsenpiller, HOPSENPILLER.com. And all the information on Story Club, follow me on social media. We're doing a nationwide launch for Story Club. So, Bill, I appreciate
pain
it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of